Garfield County Public Health is investigating a local case of hantavirus. According to a press release issued Tuesday, a person who had contracted the virus has been released from a hospital, but nothing further is known about the case. Public Health is also trying to determine exactly where the exposure occurred. Hantavirus pulmonary syndrome is a serious lung infection caused by viruses found in the saliva, urine, and droppings of certain rodents, particularly deer mice. Wyvon Long of Garfield County Public Health told KDNK that if people live around mice, there's a good chance of exposure to the virus.
You want to be able to remove wood and any of the junk and brush piles near your home. You want to think about storing firewood at least 100 feet from your house. You want to keep the vegetation well trimmed around your house.
According to 2016 statistics from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, Colorado has the second highest rate of hantavirus in the nation. Cases seem to increase in spring when people begin cleaning spaces where deer mice may have lived all winter. Long says there are ways to reduce the risk of exposure if you've decided to tackle the shed, garage, barn, or other places that may attract mice.
Open your windows and doors for at least 30 minutes in the area that you want to clean, and just kind of let things air out a little bit. You want to spray the accumulated dust and dirt and rodent droppings with a mixture of bleach and water, usually about a cup and a half of bleach to a gallon of water.
Vacuuming up the dust and droppings is verboten.
You don't want it to become aerosolized. Once it becomes aerosolized and you breathe it in, that is how you come in contact with hantavirus.
The mortality rate of hantavirus is close to 40%, and the incubation period is anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks. Long says the early symptoms resemble flu,
fever, body aches, headache, vomiting.
But the second stage symptoms are much worse.
Your body pretty much starts to shut down because it fills up with fluid. And so you have to really get ahead and recognize what it is and start to treat those symptoms rapidly.
There's no specific cure for hantavirus, but people who receive early treatment may have a better chance of recovery. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.